The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 27th of August, 2008. It's the birthday of William Trogdon, Kansas City, 1939, who, under the name William Least Heat Moon, wrote an account of a story across the back roads of America called Blue Highway. He'd been a university professor in the late 70s when, within the course of just a few months, he lost his teaching job and his wife left him, and he decided to take to the open road in a 1975 Ford van, which he made into a camper, and which he called Ghost Dancing, a reference to ceremonies by Plains Indians of the 1890s. He was a man of mixed English, Irish, and Osage ancestry, and he wrote that he began his journey with a nearly desperate sense of isolation and a growing suspicion that I lived in an alien land. I took to the open road in search of places where change did not mean ruin and where time and men and deeds connected. Traveled 13,000 miles around the country, avoiding big cities, going to small towns, out-of-the-way places, sat in coffee shops and diners and parks and listened to people tell their stories. He brought along with him a sleeping bag, a portable stove, 4 gasoline credit cards, some cameras, a cassette recorder, and various notebooks, and his life savings, which totaled less than $500, and also a copy of Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. The book was published in 1982. Blue Highway is a journey into America, and it spent 42 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. William Least Heat Moon, who said, "When you're traveling, you are what you are right there and then. People don't have your past to hold against you. No yesterdays on the road." It's the birthday of the novelist Theodore Dreiser, born in Terre Haute, Indiana, 1871, the 12th of 13 children. His father was injured in a factory accident. His mother had to take in lodgers and washing to keep the family together. Theodore Dreiser, as a boy, had to walk along the railroad tracks, picking up lumps of coal for heat, finally left home at 16, moved to Chicago, where eventually he became a newspaper reporter, and one of his editors persuaded him to try writing fiction. One night, trying to come up with an idea for a novel, he wrote the words "Sister Carrie" on a half sheet of yellow newspaper, and within a year he had finished the novel, Sister Carrie, about a girl from a small town comes to the big city, becomes a chorus girl, and then advances in life by sleeping around. The book was accepted for publication by Doubleday on the recommendation of a novelist, Frank Norris, but when Frank Doubleday and his wife read the manuscript, they found it so shocking and amoral they refused to advertise the book or market it in any way, and it was a big flop when it came out in 1900. Theodore Dreiser was going to give up writing entirely. He started taking manual labor jobs and working in factories and on the railroad. But his brother, who was a wealthy songwriter, helped him get a job as an editor. And in 1907, Dreiser used his influence to get Sister Carrie republished, and it went on to become a great success. Here's a poem for today by Galway Canal, Hide and Seek, 1933. Once when we were playing hide-and-seek, and it was time to go home, the rest gave up on the game before it was done and forgot I was still hiding. I remained hidden as a matter of honor until the moon rose. Hide and Seek, 1933, by Galway Canal, from his collection Strong Is Your Hold, published by Houghton Mifflin Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.